What a season for this team. What a season for yourself. You're getting ready for a national tournament game. Wow, this has been a heck of a last season for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a really super fun ride. January was kind of our turning point, and we really haven't looked back since, so it's been pretty awesome.
So what was the turning point with this team? I'm sure a lot of different factors and really getting this thing going.
Yeah, so we had a team meeting, probably like the first week of January, and it was like, guys, like, we might not even make the conference tournament again, and we didn't want to have a repeat of last year. And so we kind of just refocused ourselves and refocused the team, and that's how we kind of, our practices got more competitive, and we just started playing for each other and playing with more heart for each other.
So everybody bought in and said, hey, let's turn this baby around. We got time. We got good games coming up. We got tough games coming up, and it just all fell in place, didn't it?
Yep, because I think after that we only lost one more game, and that was our last game. But we ended up playing that same team our first round of conference, and we beat them by 30. So we were like, well, it's hard to beat a team three times, so that's why we just said we lost on purpose, but we really didn't lose on purpose.
I'm sure that other team probably going, what in the world did we not do this time that we did do the first time?
We've kind of changed our defense a little bit. We've really have done like a lot of running and jumping and trapping, and we weren't as aggressive on the last game that we lost, but we've really amped up the pressure, and that's kind of what our MO has been, is aggressive on defense leads to easy offense.
And for yourself, the conference player of the year, isn't that sweet to hear?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
And what did you, I mean, you've been playing well all season. Your numbers were good. You feel like you turned it up a notch a little bit after that team meeting as well?
Yeah, I definitely did. I too myself did not want to have a repeat of last year. That really stunk not playing in March, and that's what everyone wants to come and play college basketball for, is to play in March and have the opportunity to play in the national tournament and play in conference tournaments, play in conference championships. That's just what you want to do when you come and play college basketball, and I wanted that experience my senior year.
You're heading to Tennessee, NAIA Women's Basketball Championships, McKenzie, Tennessee, and Bethel University Wildcats out of Tennessee in that first rounder coming up here in a few days. And I take it excited to make the trip, aren't you?
Yeah, we're super excited. We just got done getting prayed over for. Our faculty comes and prays for us before we go to the tournament, and we'll leave tomorrow. We'll go about 8.5 hours, and then we will practice tomorrow night, and then we'll travel to Tennessee the next day, and we'll practice at Bethel University, and then we'll have a shoot around and play on Friday. So
I gotta ask, are you flying or are you driving?
We are driving. It's about 10 and a half hours.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. That's a grind in a bus, or I'm taking probably a bus you're going in?
No, we take vans, so we'll take three vans. But we're pretty used to it. So we traveled to Springfield, Missouri twice, and that was in the same week we actually traveled there. And that's about 5.5 hours away. And our whole entire preseason was all away games, so we're kind of, we call ourselves the road warriors, so we're pretty used to traveling. But
well, you're used to it, so I guess, you know, it got you through the regular season. Let's keep on doing it in the postseason, huh?
Yep, exactly.
Now, this Bethel team, this is a 16-1 when it comes to seeding, so you're kind of going in on the underdog of this one, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Just go out there. Anything can happen, and we just got to go out there and play to our best and know that we gave it our all. So
I'm sure watched a lot of film on this team. I think they're like, 23-7, so I take it they've got talent all the way around, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a team full of mostly guards, and their two leading scorers are actually sisters, so that'll be kind of fun to play against sisters. But they shoot a lot of threes. They don't have a big post presence, so that's going to be nice. But it's going to be different because we have two different styles of play. They like to run a half-court set, and we like to run a gun. So it'll be interesting to see how everything matches up.
So it sounds like speed factor. You guys probably have a little bit more speed in this team, maybe.
Yep, hope so.
Well, you would agree it's going to take a total team effort. Everybody's got to do what they've been doing through the stretch of the season, what you got through the conference tournament. Keep doing that. You're going to be right in the thick of things, aren't you?
Yep, you will. I have complete faith of our girls, and they want it just as bad as I do. So,
for Sterling, as far as getting this far in going to a national tournament, it hasn't been a while?
I think my first year here, they made it. I know they made it to Sioux City, but I can't remember exactly how far. I want to say maybe the Sweet 16. And then we made it to the round of 32. Gosh, I think it was my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other year I didn't play because I had torn my ACL. And we made it also to the round of 32. So
it's they've done it before, but expectations are, you know, we want to stay around for a couple of days, not just show up.
Yep. I think that's everyone's goal.
As you well know, basketball is a long season. It takes a toll on you, but boy, you can get this far. You got to find a little something extra here for this tournament coming up, don't you?
Yep. Our ATs have been great this semester, and they've been really helping with us for recovery and pre-game routine and just eating right and keeping our body on track, and that's really helped us. We stayed very, knock on wood, very healthy this year, which has been really a blessing.
And finally, can you believe it's March, April, May, and another school year in the books?
I know, it's so crazy to think that I'll be graduating in May and pursuing my career as a PT. I'm going to UNMC at the Kearney location, so that's where I'm going to doctorate school.
Well, that's cool. You're right back here in good old Nebraska, not too far away from home, huh?
Yep. Pretty close to home, and I'll be able to watch my sister because she'll be a freshman next year.
That's right. The high school years are coming up, right?
Yep.
And
can't believe it.
Exactly right. How long of a process over in Kearney, I mean, will you be there for that now?
It'll be 3 years.
So it'll be a fast 3 years, but I'm sure you're really, really looking forward to it, aren't you?
Yep, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting time.
Well, we're rooting for you. Corinne will be following all the posts, and I'm sure they got some streaming involved someplace, don't they?
Yeah, I will definitely share the link on Facebook once I get it on game day, and people can watch the link there.